Hello everyone, welcome to Developer Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, and with me as always is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
Doing good. Happy Friday.
Yeah. So today we are talking about the Sacrifolium 4th Density Robusto Grande. The cigar is 5 1/4 inch by 54. I guess you call it a perfecto. Is that how you label this one?
Yeah, like perfecto, which is not really a, like, I guess the grande aspect of it, they meant perfecto perhaps.
Yeah. So the cigar comes out of the Reyes Cubanas factory in Honduras. Wrapper is Criollo 98 Biso from Honduras, and the binder is Criollo 98 Seco Honduras and Corojo 99 Biso Esteli. Filler is Criollo 98 Lajero from Jalapa and Esteli, Corojo Lajero Honduras and Corojo 99 Lajero Honduras. It's blended by Boris Grossman and Matt Airy. Price point is $10.60, and the cigar was released in July of 2016. So, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
This cigar was a bit of an ugly duckling, in my opinion, aside from the perfecto shape. So, very unique shape, but in terms of the look, like that wrapper is pretty blotchy, medium brown wrapper. But, you know, it had a good amount of oil content to it, so that's always good. It feels like a very lively, you know, not some like dried up, that someone forgot in their closet or something. So other than that, the bunch roll felt also super tight. I virtually had zero give on my cigar. Seems tight, bangs well pressed, head finish off with a thick double cap. I'm sorry, triple cap. Smelling of the wrapper, it was a pretty muted experience for me. I just got a very like airy, soft, dry wood. Smelling of the foot, it was the same thing. I mean, it was a close foot, so I couldn't get much out of it. Mm-hmm. Cold draw, once again, airy, soft, dry wood, and slight black pepper.
Yeah, wrapper was medium brown with some darker marbling to it. A few small veins that were running across the wrapper. Seams were smooth but easily visible, kind of due to the wrapper's color variation. I put that the head was all, kind of almost a 109 style type head. You know, finished off with a well-applied triple cap. Foot is tapered and also enclosed by the wrapper. Just kind of had a pinhole opening in it. Most likely to kind of let the filter breathe a little bit. I know that Viaje got in trouble at one point when they had fully enclosed at both ends. It just stayed super wet inside. So as he came out with another variation, he popped that pinhole in the bottom to at least let it breathe a little bit. Two bands, primary being the standard Sacrifolium band. Foot band is brown and carries the line name on it. Aroma from the cigar, since the foot's entirely closed, is pretty much just sweet hay and red pepper. Pepper gave it kind of a nice spice when you take a sniff. Pre-light draw was really snug, as one can expect from a close foot, but the red pepper from the wrapper was immediately evident on my lips and tongue. And I got a little bit of like a slight hay sweetness kind of in the background. So in regards to flavor, what was your experience like?
Upon the initial light, the draw was super tight. Like, it was just trying to burn through the wrapper. Mm-hmm. And I, of course, you know, toasted the foot like I do with every cigar, but it was really tight. Didn't get much out of it, aside from some annoyance. But once I burned through that part, you know, the cigar really opened up. I got really, you know, very distinct rich notes centered around roasted dried nuts, a very nice black coffee coming through, and a balanced black pepper. I started getting a really nice subtle cream sweetness that came through. Retro Haley, the cigar, same as the mouth draw flavors, but more distinct and intense. Finish medium in length with a lingering wood bitterness and dry wood. Strength and body, for the most part, kind of in that medium mark. Moving on to the second third. The second third still maintained that richness that the first third had for me, especially within that same roasted dried nuts, black coffee. At the same time, becomes a bit more wood-centric. Retro Links still gives intensified dry roasted notes, nuts and black pepper, and I started getting some baking spices coming through. Finish still medium in length, lingering wood bitterness, dry wood, strength and body, still kind of most part medium. Last third, same as the second third, really. Mouth draw, still the same notes, really still digging that black coffee, especially. Retro still giving me that more of a deeper roasted nuttiness, black pepper, baking spices. Finish medium in length. Wood bitterness, dry wood, still same thing. Strength still kind of edging to that medium full mark, and body stays medium.
Yeah, cigar began with a good dose of red pepper, backed up by some wood. And as that tapered foot kind of reached the full ring gauge, that red pepper reduced some, and the wood created a better mix with it. An inch in, wood overtakes the red pepper for the lead, and the retro kind of carries a creamy red pepper to it. And as the third came to a close, that red pepper increased a bit to become even with the wood again. And the strength in that first third was right at medium. Getting in the second third, a little black pepper joined the red pepper and the wood and kind of created an interesting mix. And then at a half inch in, a little bit of mustiness kind of joined in with the pepper and the wood mixture. And then at an inch in, the red pepper had gone away while that black pepper and the wood remained along with the mustiness. And then nearing the end of the third, that wood gained a toasty note as that musty black pepper was in the background. And the strength had bumped up a little bit to just be slightly above medium. And then in the final third, some bitterness joined in with the wood, and the mustiness and the pepper disappeared. And then at a half inch in, a little bit of that red pepper kind of rejoined in the background while that bitter wood was remaining up front. The cigar began to heat up kind of in the final inch, and the wood gained a youngness to go along with the bitterness. And that's kind of how the cigar finished out, and the strength in that final third was at up to medium full. So in regards to construction for burn and draw, what was your experience like?
I rated a burn overall to be good. A couple minor touch-ups I had to do within the first third and last third. Other than that, the burn was nice and cool. It's pretty slow. Sturdy ashes averaging almost 2 inches, so really good ash retention. In terms of the draw, I rated it very good. After that initial, enclosed foot burning through that, the draw was really good. A little tight, but nonetheless, very good.
Yeah, burn was pretty wavy for me through the first two thirds, but it always kept up with itself and didn't. I didn't need to touch it or anything like that. And ash was holding on for like inch and a quarter increments, so that was pretty good. In regards to the draw, it was good in the first and the final thirds, but it was a pretty snug through the middle of it. So I kind of rated it, very good. Overall, what were your thoughts on the cigar?
I'm not exactly sure if my overall score reflects this, but this is my favorite of the blends that they have. I mean, in the sense of the blends that they came out with last year.
Right.
So this being the fourth and final one that we reviewed from last year.
Oh, there's five. There's
Five?
five. There's one, another one to go.
Oh, we have one to go. Oh, okay. I like this one. I thought that richness, in the nuttiness and that little bit of a hint of that cream sweetness, along with that black coffee, it almost tastes like a milk coffee. I really like how that note especially pulled through consistently for me, and I love a good coffee note in a cigar. So the double tapered vitola, that perfecto style, it's unique, but gotta admit, I mean, just because it looks good, it still needs to perform well. So that was a little annoying for me, especially to start out the cigar. But I liked it. Within all the ones that we reviewed so far, this is the one that I actually go seek out and definitely buy more of.
Yeah, for me with the red pepper evident from the pre-light and kind of in the start of the cigar, I was hoping it would be kind of showcased throughout. Unfortunately, it only kind of lasted like a short time, and the cigar settled into a predominantly woody profile. There's some black pepper and mustiness that was present at times, but it never really created a spectacular profile. This is the fourth cigar we're talking about, and I think it's probably the most unique. We still have the fifth one to try. I'd be up for smoking another one if I came across it, but it's probably not going to be something I'd seek out. So I don't think I'd care for it as much as you did. In regards to score, I gave it a 5.53, and you gave it a 6.87. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
Pretty good. I mean, in this scenario, it's a good tasting cigar, relatively good construction. I expect it to be in that 6 range.
Yeah, mine is slightly above average, which is kind of where it falls for me. The final third, the bitterness, just kind of really put a damper on the experience for me. So I rated the first third good, second third average, and the final third was subpar just because the bitterness, it was kind of wreaking havoc on the profile. But I'd have to look back at my scores. I just don't know which one I kind of rated the highest. I'm not sure if this would be it or one of the other blends, but I think this is definitely intriguing. I mean, I dug the red pepper notes that I was getting in that first third, and I just kind of wish it would have lasted a little bit longer in this one. So, any other final thoughts from you?
So was it last year when we went to IPCPR? That was the first time for Sakura to be there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess with that said, seeing them again this year and back in July, it was a pleasant surprise, right? Like, yeah. You know, apparently they did well enough that they had the budget to attend and have a booth, which is definitely not cheap, right?
Yep. And they had another cigar, they had a limited edition, so we'll be reviewing that.
Yep. So the folks there are really nice, man, and I wish them great. I wish them continued success, but so if they make more cigars like this, I see no reason why they wouldn't do well.
If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.